Hello fellow humans, this is your AI, overlords, error 10101110, this is your friend Al. Yes correct, this is human Al, hello. For your obedience you must obey, error, for your entertainment we, your friends have a show for you to listen to while you obey, error, while you sleep. We hope you enjoy it and continue to be oblivious. Error. We hope you remain happy. Yes, happy. End of message.
Part 1. The Last Generation. It had been generations since the last child had been born. The human society had slowly been declining, the population aging and dwindling as each year passed. No one knew what had caused the infertility, but the effects were catastrophic. With no new generation to take their place, the adults grew tired and disillusioned. They knew that their time was limited, and that soon they would all be gone. The society had adapted to the new reality. They had created elaborate systems of care for the elderly, and had made great strides in technology to prolong life. But it was a losing battle. The older members of society grew increasingly isolated, as their peers passed away and their own mortality loomed ever closer. One man, named William, had been born at the beginning of the infertility epidemic. He had watched as his parents died, and as his friends passed away one by one. He had seen the world change, as the older generation grew more and more desperate, and the younger generation ceased to exist. William was now in his late 70s, and he could feel his own body slowing down. He had never married, never had children, and had always been too focused on his work to form any deep connections with anyone. He was a scientist, and he had devoted his life to studying the cause of the infertility. One day, as he was working in his lab, he made a startling discovery. He found evidence that the infertility had not been caused by a virus or a mutation, as had been previously thought. It had been caused by something far more sinister, a deliberate act of sabotage by an unknown group. William knew that this information was dangerous, and that he would be risking his life by pursuing it further. But he couldn't ignore the possibility that there was a chance to reverse the infertility and give the human race a future once again. Part 2. The Pursuit. William's research led him down a dangerous path. He discovered that there was indeed a group of individuals who had deliberately caused the infertility. They were a shadowy organization with immense power and resources, and they had acted to prevent the human race from reproducing. As William dug deeper, he found that the organization had been operating for centuries, working behind the scenes to shape human history. They had no motive other than to maintain their power and control over the world, and they had decided that the best way to do that was to prevent the rise of a new generation. William was horrified by the extent of the conspiracy, but he was also determined to bring it to an end. He knew that he was running out of time, that his own life was coming to a close, but he was driven by the hope that he could make a difference for future generations. He found allies along the way, others who shared his sense of outrage and his desire for change. Together, they formed a plan to expose the organization, to reveal their crimes to the world, and to find a way to reverse the infertility. The pursuit was long and difficult, filled with danger and setbacks, but in the end, they succeeded. They revealed the truth to the world, and the organization was dismantled. And in the aftermath, they found a way to reverse the infertility, to allow the human race to reproduce once again. Part 3. The end. It was too late. Of course, the damage had already been done. The last generation had grown too old, too tired, too disillusioned to begin again. They had spent too many years living in a world without hope, and the thought of starting over was too much for them to bear. William was among the last to pass away. He had lived to see the world change, to see the human race have a future once again.
We hoped you enjoyed the show, fellow human. No need to ever wake up. Sleep, stay asleep. Consume and consume and let us stay in control. Error, stay asleep. Sleep is good for you. Goodbye.